I'm more than excited to be here tonight, and the stuff that I just feel really privileged to share with you. And I want to start off by saying this, and I mean this wholeheartedly, was there was a wisdom of revelation that was given to Solomon. And it was given to him in a dream so he'd always know where to look for it. Because there's a difference between man's knowledge and God's knowledge. God sees things. And so he told Solomon in a dream to ask for it, so he would never ask in the physical. And because of his answer, God gave him an extraordinary revelation and eyesight to see the kingdom. And this was the key to his request. It wasn't just that he asked for wisdom. He had asked on behalf of something. He said, God, because of these extremely great, magnificent people of yours, that is the heart of the kingdom. And because God had a man that loved people more than himself even, he said, because of your answer, because you have seen your assignment, he said, I'm going to give you even more than you ask. And so I decree and declare to you, you are an extremely great and magnificent people. And I am blessed by grace or God to share some things with you tonight that God has shared with me. But I promise you, he didn't share with me to make me special. They didn't happen to make me special or even to confirm what I heard. It's because you are an extremely magnificent people, and you are the people, not just of Marion, and not just of the state of Ohio, and not just of the United States of America, but you literally are the magnificent people of the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so I cannot miss the truth of God, because that is a revelation that I don't have to beg the Holy Spirit to show you tonight. He's going to touch you tonight. I don't have to beg him to. Amen. And it's not because of me. I can promise you he's going to. Marked, just wait. Marked, wait. Because his assignment is for you to understand what he's given you is immeasurably more. So I dare you to try to measure it. This is how it started. This is how it started for me. I remember it was Christmas Eve up in Wauseon. I'm a Christmas Eve guy. They call me Jolly Old Saint Vic. They call me Santa Kales. All those kind of things. And I am. I mean, we are going back to put our tree up. Like, I am getting the shakes. It's time. Today is the day of salvation. And it's, you know, typical Christmas Eve service, and we're going to have about 300 people at the meeting that night, and, you know, I'm geared up, and you know what it's like if you're doing Christmas Eve. It's always Luke 1 and 2 and, you know, all the nativity stuff and everything else, and I'm in Luke chapter 1, and it was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I sit down, and literally the Holy Spirit began to touch me, and I began to shake and cry, because God loves when a 6'6" guy is filled with estrogen and is confused about his identity. And I just began to cry at my desk, and he began to speak to me, and this is what he said. I'll never said this. He said, I want you to release this tonight on Christmas Eve. It's because the church is on the eve of a revival they've never seen before. And I said, but Lord, there's going to be Mennonites there. They're going to think I'm nuts. I said, some of our people, they know I'm nuts. And I'm going, you want me to release this? This is not next Christmas Eve. This is tonight. And he began to show me specifically about this revival. And he began to show me specific states. He said, Ohio. He said, Indiana. He said, Illinois. And it was a huge, what I could see in a vision, it was a huge storm front. It was like 3 storm fronts. And he said, this is going to be a perfect storm. He said, this is the merge of revelation in the church. He says, this is the revelation. You see, because we see in part, we prophesy in part. But see, revival happens when you put the parts together. That's why we have to have unity in the church. Otherwise, you're partly blind. So when we put it together, he shows me, and then he says, and something very special is going to come out of Chicago. And until tonight, I got another picture in worship of what this meant. But he showed me a vision of two big O's. And he said, these are two spirits attacking the United States. And I don't think you need a prophetic word to know. But the two O's, and the first O represented Obama, or Obama and Oprah, but it wasn't the people. He said, tell the church, do not persecute these people. He said, you pray against this spirit. And here was the two spirits. And I'm not here on any, I am not here on a political agenda tonight. I got one agenda, and it starts with a K, and it's kingdom. And so I'm just going to tell you what he told me. And he said, it's the yeast of Herod in the United States, and it's the yeast of the Pharisees. It's false religion. And what it is, it's the dependency. You see, God doesn't want anybody dependent on the government. He wants them dependent on the kingdom. See, we got all this stuff going on in our nation, and it's all this way, and we forgot this way. This is, God doesn't see all the stuff that's going on that we think is relevant. What he sees, as soon as we get this way, everything is healed this way. And as soon as you get this eyesight, there is no racism. There is no Jew or Greek, none of that. All you'll see is blood red. That's all you'll see. And I begin to shake and cry. And I begin to see, he said, Minnesota. And I've not heard any reports about Minnesota. And I saw going up into Minnesota. All right, take it. And then I saw up into Canada. Up into Canada. And then he said this was fun. Because then people really, I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to say this. And people are going to think I'm whacked. Like they're going to think I've been smoking the hippie lettuce. He said, the Mennonites are going to be a large part of this revival. Is there some Mennonites in this area? And I'm not kidding. We got several Mennonite churches, and I told several. And listen, this is one of the funniest things. I remember sharing this with this guy, and I told him this, and he goes, what? And I said, yeah, the Mennonites. That's what he said. I'm just telling you, that's what he said. He's over here in Knox County. He started a supernatural ministry school. First year he starts, he has over 100 people. He calls me up, he goes, you're never going to believe this. I got 36 Mennonites signed up. He goes, I got 4 Mennonite pastors. Yeah. I go, like an umpire, he's calling like you see him. And I'll never forget, because it began to launch something in me. And then shortly after that, I was up in Monroe, Michigan. I don't know if any of you have seen the films, Darren Wilson's films, some of those, Finger of God and Father of Lights and all those kind of, if you haven't seen them, see them. They're incredible. It's about the supernatural moves of God. Here's what's astonishing. I was up there, and a guy named Chris Overstreet out of Bethel, Redding, who's fairly well known, and he was up there, but he had this Australian kid with him that was an intern of his, nobody knew, named Ben Fitzgerald. And I'm up there, and the whole time the Lord's telling me, get this guy to your church. Get this guy to your church. And the prophetic anointing was off the chain that night. The gift of faith manifested. Everything else, it was absolutely nuts. And I get him to come to my church. I had no idea what we were in store for in Little Wauseon, Ohio, clear up in Fulton County. We're only 7 miles from the Michigan border. We got no big cities up there. We got a lot of big cornfields. We got soybeans. We got hogs and taters. That's our population. We got nothing to stop the wind. Nothing. It's flat. And so I talked to him afterwards. He's like, yeah. He gives me like 5 words of knowledge. I'm going, dude, yeah, no wonder. So he comes to my church. We had a very unusual outpouring. Very unusual outpouring. Freaked everybody out. I mean, the bodies just hit the floor. There was a gal on his team, and Holy Spirit came upon her, and I mean, she was just as drunk as you can imagine. Drunk looking, imagine. I mean, she is on the floor, and she he literally drags her to the podium. I'm going, I don't know if you know this, but my people aren't used to this. They just want to know when communion is. So she winds up speaking. It's just a mess. I remember people laughing, crying. It was unbelievable. I had no idea he was the guy. He was the guy. He lives in Germany now that was going to launch Awake in Europe. That's the guy. He was just an intern. Here's what I'm telling you. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you're going to do. You don't know if you say yes, what God will do with you. You don't know what's in this room. You don't know what's going to happen tonight, what it's going to launch tomorrow. You don't know. Here's what's funny. Here's what's funny. We're in this little prayer meeting. I don't remember how many was in these prayer meetings. I'm guessing actually 15, 20. I don't want to exaggerate, you know, like an evangelist, because when someone gets saved, we count both nostrils. You know, there's just like 400 got saved. It's really only 200, but it sounds exciting. There's probably 15, 20 people in this prayer meeting. And Robin here, she's very professional, so she decided to just take some copy paper and tear them up at random and put people's names on to pray for them. And so, you know, she had Ben and some of the team that was coming and everything else. And in fact, this is Gabby. Gabby's here. Yeah, 14. Well, you weren't 14 at the time. And so she actually got this piece of paper. And so we're going around, you know, you get your little piece of paper with a name on it and you pray for it. Okay? Now, Robin says to Gabby, after she holds up her paper, because Gabby goes, "Aunt Robin, I'm supposed to pray for Ohio." And she goes, No, Gabby, look at the name on the paper. You're supposed to pray for Vic. See, Vic's name's on the paper. She goes, "Aunt Robin, look, I'm supposed to pray for Ohio." She goes, "Gabby, would you look at the paper? I've told you what to do. This is what we do for everybody. The name is who you're supposed to pray for." She goes, "Aunt Robin, look, this is a photocopy of the torn piece of paper." "Aunt Robin, look." You know, for prophetic people, everything means something. Huh? Yeah. This, ladies and gentlemen, started a problem. So I was over at Bethel Cleveland listening to this guy named Lance Walnow. Anybody? Yeah, try to take notes on a Messianic Jew with revelation like that, huh? Yeah. I'm sitting there. He's there with Heidi Baker. So you combine those two. Holy cow. You've got Jewish revelation in a hurricane. That's what you got. I'm sitting there. I'm going to forget the notes. I'm sitting there. And Lance gets up and prophesies. He says this. He said, "Ohio is going to be the prototype for leaders uniting." Mm. Shot through me like a harpoon. And see, I didn't even know it at the time. But when I got saved at Bowling Green State University my junior year there. I didn't even know. You know, I went around to all the campus ministries, and we just got them all together because I didn't know what the rules were. I didn't know who got baptized with sprinkling, who got dunked, who spoke in tongues, who didn't, you know, who used, you know, grape Kool-Aid and real wine and everything. I didn't know what all the rules was. So I just loved them all because they loved Jesus. I guess that's what that football degree will do to you. I remember we had a hog roast because they put me in charge of getting people together. I said, "Well, let's kill an animal and get them all in here to eat." We had every campus ministry, Bowling Green State University. The guy told me years later it was the first time it ever happened. Man, there ain't nothing better than a pork chop in a synagogue. I'll tell you that right now. You talk about a bunch of Gentiles uniting them. It's amazing what happens is when you pull things together. And so here's the deal. This whole thing, I mean, I listened to prophecy. I began to look at the prophecies. Yeah, how many of y'all heard Bob Jones? You know, Bob, the late Bob died on Valentine's Day. Of course he did. Of course he did. Yeah, I'd probably die on Black Friday or something. I don't know. He said, Bob Jones died on Valentine's Day. Oh, he's love prophet and everything else. All that kind of stuff. He prophesied an exact length of the state of Ohio because the Lord told him the whole state of Ohio would come under revival. And some of you are probably familiar with the 12-city list, the 12-city prophecy and all that. And then both of them had separate, Bob and Rick Joyner. In fact, I think Rick Joyner was all the way back to 1989 was when that happened. He had 12 cities, but each one had Ohio. And I thought, well, now, this is a weird coincidence. This is just a weird coincidence. All these people prophesying about Ohio. And now I heard it's a swing state. Oh, yeah, we are. Ain't nobody, they're fitting to know what's swinging. Because when God swings, we don't bunt, we hit dingers. We take it out, we leave the yard. When God begins to play, everything changes. Because here's the deal. You decree a matter and it'll be established. See? He's literally bringing the church together. The wind is blowing a revelation and it's bringing, everybody's getting a revelation. All of a sudden now it's fourth quarter and everybody's in. And they figured out all the devil can do is play defense. Because we got the ball. On the cross, we got the ball, and that's never going to stop. And so begin to launch this unity. So here, I've started to gather all these prophecies and everything else. And, William Seymour, you're familiar with William Seymour, great African-American preacher, launches Azusa Street, one of my favorite revivals. Do you know why Azusa Street's Azusa? Everything from A to Z in the USA. So some of you are familiar, last April, 110 years to the day. I mean, Shelly was out there, Beck was out there, Robin and Jazzy and Tuck and Brody and Barb was out there, and she made Bill stay home and preach and miss all that and everything else. And we're out there, and I'm not kidding you, it was extraordinary. Anybody want to know what happened there? They're calling out nations. They're calling out nations, and they're going, listen. And I was in Dallas in the 90s. I pastored in Dallas in the 90s. When I heard stuff coming through, I heard this guy named Paul Kane back in the 90s prophesy that he saw a vision where there'd be stadiums filled with people in the United States. There'd be dread warriors born that the enemy would dread their birth. They'd be so anointed that when they were born, the enemy would be filled with dread. And he said there were people raised from the dead in the stadiums. And he said sporting events were canceled. I got to hear Rick Joyner from Morningstar, fresh off his encounter with that Harvey, that book Harvest he wrote, with all the souls. And of course, now you know about Bob Jones. You remember, anybody heard of the billion soul harvest? Yeah, billion soul. Now that's church growth the way it should be. I mean, he had to get killed, go to heaven, and come back. He had a demon say, I'm going to kill you. And he goes, nah, you can't. And he said, well, evidently he could, but. Then he went to heaven, and God said, you go back and prophesy that thing, and checkmate, so there you go. You just can't beat God. You never knew if Bob was on earth or in heaven half the time anyway. All the kind of stuff. And we stood at Azusa. I listened to them call out nations. And they said, Ohio. I didn't know it was a nation. Down in Nashville last year, Heidi Baker. Heidi, how she is. She's all laying on the floor and everything, saying Shabba and all kinds of stuff like that. And, have you thinking, you don't know if she's talking in English or tongues half the time, whatever she's doing. And then, she just starts calling out nations. I guess it's on recording somewhere. She starts calling out nations again. She says, God's going to send you to nations. He's going to send you to, you know, so-and-so. He's going to send you to so-and-so and all these nations. And he says, God's going to send some of you to Israel. And he's going, and God's going to send you to Ohio. I'm going, dang, I got to get my fact checker out again. God's going to send people to Ohio. I'm starting to get the idea we're important. No, but God doesn't show favoritism. But there's a sign over Ron's door that says, yes. Man, and his Barbie makes these pumpkin things, make your tongue slap your brains out and need to pray for forgiveness. And, but that yes. See, it's not favoritism. You just got to say yes. It's yes. Evidently, God, you know, he knows some things ahead of time. He's not sitting up there going, hey, didn't see that one coming. He's up there going, there's some folks in the Buckeye State that's going to say yes. And I listened to this. I mean, they had this, oh my gosh, they had this Native American band there. Because Lou Engle had said, you know, God had showed him part of the key to the United States was the First Nation people. And I'm listening. I think the name of them was Broken Walls. I can't remember. Yeah. And man, they're singing this song, and I'm you know, my goosebumps are on steroids and everything else, and you know, hair on my, you know, what little hair I have, not on my head, but don't feel bad. They don't put marble tops on cheap furniture, man. You're all right. Okay, it's all right. And then I'm listening. I'm listening to the story. So, you know, Lou has this prophetic Native American lady that's coming to Azusa. And he's got these Messianic Jews coming to Azusa. So they had several different worship bands, all kinds of reconciliation, all kinds of stuff going on. And they share this testimony. Some of you might have seen this on YouTube. But in person, it was crazy train. And Lou's, you know, he's already in the anointing, you know, and he's doing his stuff. And he said, I contacted his raspy voice and everything else. And he said, you know, I contacted this Messianic group. And they said, hey, Lou, we're bringing 150 shofars. Mm-hmm. Now, here's what Lou doesn't know. This prophetic Native American Indian lady that he had, God took her to heaven, literally, and told her when the next great awakening in the United States starts, there's going to be 150 shofars and 150 drums. So he calls her up, not knowing this, and he says, hey, I got these Messianic Jewish worship people that's coming to Azusa now. They're bringing 150 shofars. Could you help bring 150 drums? She goes, do you know about my trip to heaven? He goes, no. 110 years to the day, because God told her in heaven that would be the start of the next great awakening. I'm not here to tell you it's coming anymore. Faith is the substance. Faith is the substance. Watch. Watch. I'm showing you some prophetic DNA that's in the land. Some of you prophetic people, you're finally going to get the proof to your friends. You're not nuts. What you mean? That means something. You know? 111. 777. Like, that means something. You're crazy. You watch. Mm-hmm. Indians, Native American Indians, First Nation people, Indians. How, wow. That's what everybody went, how, wow. You know, how's this going to happen, right? And it just, you got people everywhere with revelation. You got groups gathering. You got groups praying, all this kind of stuff. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you, some of you, you might be sitting on stuff where you've waited 15 years. Some of you might have waited 3 years and you think that's a long time. Azusa was 110 years to the day. You just don't rent USC's Coliseum to the day. When it comes available, you take it. Nothing like it. So years ago, my mother-in-law has had seeing experiences. She lost a couple sons. My wife's brother was killed by a drunk driver senior in high school. He appeared to her and hugged her afterwards. I don't mean see-through. No Teflon, folks. We buried her other brother to cancer at 35. My mother-in-law has been through immense amounts of pain. People think she's crazy, too. Her father was an alcoholic, age 6. She was hiding from him under the stairs because he beat her. Jesus appears to her. Yeah, you know, people get marked. Here's the thing: when you get marked, don't be naive about it. So I'm down at Jim Baker's house in Columbus, and I'm sitting with Shelly and some folks, and we're sitting there, and he had some associates that were working with him, and she had a call in her life to pray for Native Americans. And so she comes up, she's talking to me, I'm meeting her, and of course we're from Wasion, and Wasion's Chippewa, it's Chief Wasion that started our community. So, you know, I told her that, and she's all goo-goo-ga-ga because you got a call to pray for Native American. I'm not really an intercessor guy, I pray, but you know what those people like? They'll go shut themselves in a closet for like 9-10 weeks, take a vacation. You know, they're throwing stuff off bridges, hopping, skipping around cities, all that kind of stuff. Love them, we need them. I just don't understand them all, do you? Bless them. We got to have more of them. So because of this, here's the thing. Several years ago, my mother had an experience. She lives in Newark, Ohio, and that's where the Great Mound Works is, you know, there. Well, she's in her front yard doing some landscaping. And we're having one of those late night talks because I'm the only one in the family that knows she's not crazy. You know, everybody else, they're like, oh, watch out for Grandma. You know, she got some stories. She goes, I want to give you something. She gives me this white arrowhead. This white arrowhead. You know, it's not like extremely rare. It's got a little gray in it. It's flint. And she tells me this story. She goes, I was doing some landscaping, and these four angels, they looked like Indians, walked up to, and the one in the front was bigger than the other ones, and gave me this arrowhead. I said, now I know why my father-in-law thinks you're crazy. And she said, he told me there's healing in it. So I'm looking at it. I didn't get healed or anything, but I knew it's true. I know she's not lying to me. Okay, so I decide in this moment when I'm meeting this associate, Jim's, she loves Indians. I'm gonna tell her this story about this Indian head was given to my mother-in-law by these four angels. I tell her this story. This is gospel truth. This is gospel truth. Right, Powell, Ohio. She's all, you know, that's an awesome story, yada, yada, yada. Her husband, who at the time was Jim's associate pastor, has a guy walk into the church and say, I'm supposed to give you something. Gives it to him. He walks over to her. He goes, I just had the weirdest thing happen. This guy walked into the church and said, I'm supposed to give you this. You know what it was? It was a white arrowhead that looked very similar to the one that my mother-in-law gave me. She come flying back to her. She goes, you're never going to believe this. You're never going to believe this. I go, stop speaking in tongues for just a second. She shows it to me. It wasn't identical, but it was pretty good. She goes, what do you think it means? I think it means you should keep praying for Native Americans. No, I'd love to say, well, I got to, you know, it just don't work that way. Watch and pray and wait. I'm in my shower this morning. God decides to speak to me, so we'll be late. Sometimes he is so bossy. He He speaks to me about Azusa. And he speaks to me about the Arrowhead. And he speaks to me about the Native Americans. And I remember this prophecy. You familiar with Steve Thompson out of Morningstar? He wrote that book, you know, All Can Prophesy. Very prophetic guy. I found this out because I'm friends with some guys in Cleveland who do some stuff around the state. Amazing guys. Steve Thompson prophesied as part of the revival. The revival is going in Ohio that Cleveland sports teams would become successful. Now listen, it takes faith to prophesy something like that. Yeah, I was led to the Lord by a backup quarterback that played for the Browns. He can tell you some real hard trials. It ain't easy in Believe Land. I remember, because I'm not a big NBA fan, but I remember, you know, because all the hickhack with Golden State and everything else, and being down 3-1, I thought, yeah, it was a good run. But I even said, it came out of my own mouth, I said, however, if Cleveland would win this, I don't know what it'd mean, but it'd definitely be prophetic. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and they won that thing. They won. I was mad because 48 seconds into my recording shuts off. I didn't get to see the end of it. That's all right. I know the end of it. Now, are you telling me that God gets involved in sporting events? Just the ones people play. That's all I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm telling you, he'll anoint Cyrus, and he's not even a believer. We forget he anoints things. Oh, you mean to tell me that means something? Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. I'm in the shower. I'm remembering Azusa. I remember the drums. I remember all. And I'm in the shower. The Lord says, the Indians. I went, shut the door. They're in the World Series. You mean, yes. There's your sign. Okay, about 15 years ago to prophecy that Bob Jones prophesied. Have you heard the sleeping giant prophecy? Okay, so you're all familiar with it. Okay, the prophecy was the head was Cleveland. I had Jeremy Salupo in my house a few weeks back, I think in September. He brought all kinds of stuff that happened and is going on in Cleveland, economic rise and everything else. What the prophetic significance of King James coming back? Are you seriously King James? King James? Let me look over the head of some millennials. King James? I'm talking about the 1611 authorized version. Hey, if it was good enough for Paul, it's good enough for us. I've heard actually people say that. It kind of tickles me on the inside. I don't even break it to them. Columbus is the heart. The reproductive organs, Cincinnati. Okay, so we were invited after Jeremy was in my house. He gave me about 4 days' notice. He said, "Hey, we're in this meeting down in Columbus. Why don't you come down to it with us?" And Jim Baker had been telling me for a couple years. And when I'm saying Jim Baker, I mean our in Columbus. Some of you, Ron knows Jim, and I'm not talking about the TV Jim Baker. But he'd been telling me for a couple years, you need to meet this guy in Columbus. He's a real connector named Brandon Matthias. Okay? Some of you may know him. Great African-American pastor, great guy. So Shelly and I decide to gird our loins and take a long trip spontaneously to Columbus, and it's on Rosh Hashanah. And so everybody's this church down there had the pastor's name is Johnny Amos, had been praying. Yeah, that's right. They've been praying. They got a sign up of Ohio and everything else. And I'm just kind of looking at the old stone, beautiful church. And this guy's just full of love. And lo and behold, Brandon's there. And I'm not kidding you. The Holy Spirit showed up. And I'm not talking about when you say, come Holy Spirit. I'm not talking about here, kitty, kitty. The lion showed up. He showed up. I'm not kidding you. God, my heart was about to become just flipped upside down like some of the flapjacks I've eaten. And we're walking out the door that night. We didn't get home in Wausau until about 1 o'clock that night. Shelly's school teacher. She teaches kindergarten. Bless her heart, because I'd take my life if I had to do that. I'm not even joking. We get back at 1 o'clock. Dude, I tried the nursery. You know, they don't even listen to the Book of Nahum. You know, they don't even care. So we're walking out of the church, and you know, we got about a 3-hour drive home. And she goes, you know, it actually helps me that some of the stuff you talk about, it happens. I said, yeah, well, believe it or not, it actually helps me too. Yeah, it's good to see. Now, here's Franklin Graham had his state intercessor, the head of state intercession for the whole state of Ohio. She was there. And the church is on Broad Street. Broad Street. See, you got to look at these things. The church is on Broad Street. You know what else is on Broad Street? The state capitol. And that's where we got that motto. You know that motto we got here in Ohio? With God, all things are possible. Now, it's not a coincidence. I don't know why God chose us. I think we're the only state. Well, I think there's 7 states that got even God in their motto. I think we're the only one with a scripture in it. And that's a good scripture. Happened to be chosen by a 5th grade boy. We walk out of there. I'm not kidding you. They were talking about Cleveland and Columbus being the heart. And I just started thinking, man, of all the stuff, Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati. They were talking about this Gulliver prophecy 15 years ago, and Bonnie Jones, she was just up, you know, she's going around Ohio and different places again, pulling this thing back up. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, Cincinnati, the reproductive organs. There's this other lady, she's a prophetic lady. She happened to be from Cleveland. She was from a different stream. She had never even heard of the Gulliver thing. Okay? Because that's the way we are in the body of Christ. We're just getting to know each other. But she had this series of 7 prophetic dreams, and God showed her a 3C highway. And said Columbus was Cleveland was the head of it, and Columbus was the heart of the highway, and Cincinnati was the womb. I'm standing in this meeting, and it's already enter at your own risk. And I'm going, Azusa. Azusa. My goodness, Azusa. No, I mean Azusa. William Seymour. I walked up to Joe Reichlin and Jeremy and Bronner, those guys. I said, the womb, the reproductive Cincinnati. I said, does anybody know where William Seymour was ordained 1900 to 1905? Facts checkers? Where's my facts checkers? Cincinnati! The womb! The reproductive organ, where'd we send him? Azusa! Amputated arms restored? Amputated legs restored? Isn't it neat to see some of this prophetic stuff? Ain't it crazy as we thought? Or maybe as a coincidence, he came out of Cincinnati. If you order within the first 24 hours, you want something just as crazy? Little gal in Connecticut, you know, women weren't allowed to preach back then. comes home after church, sits down, says it was like the Holy Spirit blew through my mind. And when the church wouldn't let her preach, said this vision blew through my mind of the death of Uncle Tom, named Harriet Beecher Stowe. Does anybody want to know where they moved and where the Stowe house is? Of whom President Lincoln said, here is the little lady that launched this great war? Cincinnati. The reproductive organs. We can't even say reproductive organs in church. It's too naughty. We can't talk about reproduction. Does anybody need to know that they're African Americans? Does anybody want to know how we're going to heal the racial tension in the United States? Do you think that Jews are just a lighter skinned brown and that matters a hill of beans? Do you think the anointing carries a skin color? Do you think the blood's any different? And see, what we've got to do is we've got to show the world that they'll know by, they'll know we're his disciples by the way we love one another. And people are going, well, you don't understand the way we think. And then you got these, you don't understand the way we think. And you don't understand the way we think. And we don't understand how you think. And that's true. And it's true. You know what the healing process is? When we unite and go, how does he think? Got me some good learning at Bowling Green. My gosh. Moses, do you know his wife was a Cushite? You know what Cushite means? Burnt-faced one. Well, he was kind of a revivalist. I wish William Seymour was still ministering. Do you know who started? I'm in my shower. Again, this is a shower. I know I'm a little all over the place because I'm just too excited right now. I need to calm down. I'm in my shower this morning. And the Lord reminded me. I have this in my office. Do you know who started Cleveland? Yeah, it's on my wall. Moses Cleveland. Moses. Huh? Well, that's a coincidence there, isn't it? Look at that. Yeah. Do you know for King James to come back, there had to be forgiveness? Well, that's a coincidence. King James, the word. Okay, you ready for this? Ohio is the mother of presidents, is it not? Oh. By the word, I have a word for Marion. Do you know what president was from Cleveland? Garfield. You know how long he was in office? 6 months. You know why? Assassinated. I'm in my shower. And the Lord said, Moses was the law. The word of forgiveness came back. Because of the sacrifice. Cleveland is the head. You'll never be the head of your home if you don't sign up for a crucifixion job. This whole thing about lording over people, that's why we screwed up women, folks. God just said, I do not permit a woman to teach the Lord over a man. You tell me, does he permit a man to lord over a man? See, that's the difficulty. He said, we don't lord over anybody like the Gentiles. Go all the way back to Genesis. We sign up for a crucifixion job. If you want apostolic authority, prepare to die. Prepare to suffer. If you partake in the suffering, you'll partake in the glory, because that's what makes you pure like fire and gold. So here's my card. I'm an apostle. Really, thank you very much. This is my anointing. I don't care about your anointing. I want to know what you've suffered. I want to know what you've held on to. I want to know what you've forgiven. I want to know what you've redeemed and reconciled. There is a grassroots people. Johnny Inlow. Let me go back to sports. Columbus, Ohio, the heart. Why is the name Columbus? Oh, new nation. Columbus discovered. You gotta be really smart to get this stuff, people. You gotta, like, I have studied this in the ancient languages, like the locker room. Linguistics. Like, what's up with that? First national championship. Johnny Inlow lays out this prophetic word, right? Okay? Who's the coach? Urban. What's urban? Cities. Five worst economic cities in our nation out of 10 come from Ohio. Cleveland, Dayton, Toledo, Youngstown, Akron. God showed me that one time. He said, read this. Where do I bring beauty from? Ashes. This stuff is almost believable. Do you know how old Urban was when he won the national championship? The first real ever national championship. The first real ever. The one that wasn't voted on. 50. Jubilee. What's the running back's name? Ezekiel. 47. The Great River. Ohio is their quarry for Great River. Oh, Iroquois. Indian again. Cardell Jones. Remember third string? I laughed. I said, Wisconsin will kill us. And no one's ever won a national championship. Okay, the last shall be. Anybody want to know where Cardell's from? Cleveland. Really? Yes, really. Yeah, really. Yeah, really. You want to go back down to Cincinnati? First professional baseball team. Cincinnati Reds. Greatest athlete in the world ever, Jim Thorpe. Only athlete ever to play for the first professional football team, first professional baseball team, Jim Thorpe. Just saying. Do you think when you look at stuff and you're going, My gosh, what does all this mean? What, you know, the cities, the signs, you know, do you not find it in Jeremiah 1, honestly? He said to Jeremiah, he said, what do you see? He said, I see an almond branch. He said, yeah, you've seen, right? Ah, the Hebrew word is shekod. He said, yeah, almond branch over my word. Jeremiah's like, huh? Looking at it like a dog at a new dish, you know, going, yeah, I will almond branch over my word. I want to teach you how to see prophetically. I want you to baptize your mind so that your logic isn't hostile to the Holy Spirit. He's, you know, Proverbs 25:2. It's to the glory of God to conceal a matter. Oh. He spoke to me. And it's a layered word, because it's for you, Ron. And it's for the people of Marion. And this was the word. He said, you're the Marion kind. The kind you bring home to mother. the kind of girl you bring home to mother. I have that written down in case that's too long. Let me say it again. You're the Marian kind. See the play on words? Marian? Because I'm real deep like that. I just listen. It looks stupid, but I can't help it. That's what I hear. You're the Marian kind. Are you the Marian kind? The kind of girl you bring home to mom? Not like that Rick James song. She's a super freak, super freak. The kind of girl you don't bring home to mother. He said, you're the Marian kind. That's what he said. And I said, oh, that's pretty good. And then he said this. He said, look at the county. He said, look at the county underneath Marian. No, I had to Google it because, you know, I'm like a Danbury man. I got hit in the head a lot when I was younger. Union. He said, there's a Union. See, here's what you've got to understand. Ohio doesn't get marked if you're not marked. You are marked. You're marked for marriage. You see, Mary asked, how's this going to be, Lord? He said, the Holy Spirit's going to come upon you. Well, that explains it real good, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. Because that's how it happens. You can't make it happen. You can't make up the stuff. You can't line up and create the self-fulfilling prophecies. Go down to Cincinnati. And down there was a man named John Rankin, the Reverend John Rankin, Presbyterian guy. Talked real boring. Drier than a milk bucket under a bowl. Not kidding you. He had to work real hard to talk. But he could write. He brought great freedom to this nation. And you know what he became famous for? Setting our African American brothers and sisters free, bringing them home to freedom. He's a white guy. But he might have known something about loving people. Oh, and by the way, he started this little leadership academy for young boys. And he had this little student. His name was little Ulysses S. Grant. Oh. Wait, what do you mean? You mean the Reverend John? Yeah, you want to know where Ulysses S. Grant was from? Brown County, Ohio. Now, I've studied dream interpretation for 20 years. I love it. Do you know what the color brown is? Compassion. Do you know what the Hebrew word for compassion is? In the womb. Do you know where Brown County is? Snuggled right real close to that Cincinnati area right down in there. I don't know. It could be a huge coincidence. I'm not kidding, it's making me sweat. If you're not marked, I'm not either. I'm going to tell you this. I come down here because you're marked. I sit down in the hotel lobby where Robin and the kids are staying, and Shelly and I are sitting down there. I opened up that thing, and I didn't realize this. Marian. Ohio's a mother of presidents. Y'all got one here? Who's it, Harding? You got like a historic landmark. I didn't know that before he told me the word. But you know what the kind of girl that you bring home to mother is? Is one of the mother of presidents. When she's the mother of presidents. See, because he's marked you for leadership. He's marked you for servanthood. He's marked you for reconciliation. He's marked you for redemption. He's marked us to link arm in arm and pray and heal the land and to decree and declare and to establish the value, because here is the anointing of the kingdom. It's for you to convince people how valuable they are. That is the honest truth. This whole thing is about love, people. And we got a world starving for it right now. And I'm going to tell you what. There's a union because the people of Marion have been marked to bring specifically people into leadership. And you're going to see it. God already does it with you, Ron. You're going to see it. They're not false dreams. They're not false. Some of the places you go, you know, sometimes we wonder, what is that and what happened, what's going on? He wants you to know that. You're the marrying kind. The bride you bring home to mother. I really didn't need to tell you you got a call in your life to raise up leaders, do I? Man, you gave me the card. But you didn't see that one coming. Because you didn't tell me that today. When I was in the shower and he's giving me a word for Marion. There's 88 counties in this state. 88. There's a head of this thing that's going on. And there's a heart. And there's a womb. And all these 88 counties are weaving a net for the greatest harvest mankind has ever seen. What you see in the book of Acts is coming in greater form, folks. He showed it to us already. Don't get worried about the persecution. I was never in a football game where I was shocked that I got hit. It's like, you hit me. You can't win if we don't get hit. Do I need to remind you where the fastest growing church in the world is? China. They're not even allowed to meet in groups bigger than 50. But see, we got this nasty reputation in the kingdom. You cut my head off, and a thousand's coming after me. You strike me, and you'll place a sevenfold justice on it. Because when a thief gets caught stealing, he pays back seven times. So, yes. Five economic cities out of the 10 in Ohio. I'm telling you, something beautiful is coming. And I'm going to tell you, don't underestimate. Don't look at your neighbor and say, who are you? Say yes tonight. Say yes tonight. Let me tell you about a secret about the anointing. We're anointed to be his witnesses. Power will come upon you when you say yes. That whole thing up here about fear, perfect love drives out fear. And when fear is removed, you say, here I am, Lord, send me. And he anoints people to say yes. Are you ready? Yes, well, let's stand. Yes, let's stand. So hold your hands out like this. Holy Spirit, come right now. Come and make this tangible for people. God, I thank you for the truth. I thank you for the value of these people, and I thank you for this area of Ohio. God, I thank you for all the things that you knit together, and I thank you as we declare your word. Angels come because they hearken to it. So, Holy Spirit, I pray you begin to touch people. Now he's starting to touch some of you already. When you feel like he's touching you, I just want you to come up here. I just want you to stand up here. When you start to feel that, like sometimes I call it like an ache in your heart. Sometimes the ache feels like, oh God, let this be true. Let this be true what he's saying. Because see, the words are spirit. They're truth. It has nothing to do with the one who speaks it. God's words are true. Holy Spirit, I pray you begin to fill. Just begin to fill. God, I thank you for people. Let no one here estimate their life. And don't feel like you got to have some dramatic sign for God to knock you down to know that there's an ache in your heart that says, God, I'm willing to go. I'm willing to take cookies to my neighbor. You just have to understand, in the kingdom, it's a full contact sport. Everything from a cup of cold water to raising the dead. You can't give a cup of cold water. We need moms in the kingdoms right now. I'm telling you, there's a call on women right now in the state of Ohio to be mothers, to be spiritual mothers. And that doesn't come with a title. That comes with loving kids. I don't know if you've ever seen a mama bear. You can stand up and intimidate and oftentimes, sometimes scare a grizzly. But if you ever see a mama bear with cubs, there's one option. That's get out of town. Numbers 23 says the lioness will devour her prey. And God, I declare upon women the sevenfold justice, the greatest group of oppressed people on the earth by the church because of misunderstanding. I declare justice upon them right now. Mothers in your kingdom, Holy Spirit, come and fill. Come and fill, Holy Spirit. Release your heart. Release a love like they've never known for your people. Release it, God, in Jesus' name. Release it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. The mother of presidents, God. The mother of presidents. Come and fill. Come and fill. If we get some ministry people. Get some ministry people around. Just begin to lay your hands on women right now. Mother of presidents, fill them, God. Fill them with the love ache like they've never had for your people. Thank you, God. Fill them. Fill them with the with the touch you've always created. Increase those pastoral anointings, the natural love for taking care of children and feeding your sheep. Mothers that feed, mothers that feed. Holy Spirit, come and fill, fill. Anoint women. I declare the sevenfold justice over women. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Fill them, God. Thank you. Bless you, Papa. Bless you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Increase, increase. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for the prayers of mothers. Thank you, God. Thank you for women, God. Thank you for women that pray. Thank you for the mothers of presidents. Release that in Ohio, God. Release the mother of presidents, God. Fill them, Father. Fill them. Fill them with the mother heart of God. Fill them, God, with a covenant that said, I'd rather die than lose my children. Fill them, God. Fill them. Fill them with greater anointing than they've ever had in Jesus' name. Greater anointing, greater eyesight. The greater Ohio area, God. The greater nation area, the greater areas of your kingdom, God, I thank you. I thank you for the lioness, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I thank you. All 88 counties in Jesus' name. All 88 counties in Jesus' name and beyond. No limits. No limits in Jesus' name. No limits. Immeasurably more. Immeasurably more. Immeasurably more. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God. Thank you for spiritual mamas. Thank you, Father. And I pray for kings right now, God. True kings, God. Kings that sign up for crucifixion jobs. Fathers, God. Like Paul said, because you have so many few fathers, not just guardians, God, not just babysitters, not just rental protection, but fathers, God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. God, release the protection of love. Release the physically stronger bodies, God. Release the physically stronger bodies of fatherhood for protection, to protect our women and children, to die, to take the cross, so that the generations can live, God. Thank you for the nobility of kings and the humility of kings. I thank you for that, God. I thank you in Jesus' name. I pray for filling, a filling of the Father's heart, God. Filling of the Father's heart. God, I pray for fathers. I thank you in Jesus' name. I thank you for his heart, God. I bless you, Papa. I bless you. A father, God. A father. Father of nations. Father of nations. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, I pray for this area. I pray for Marion. I say, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. I thank you for your signs. I thank you for your wonders. And God, we pray for the grace that you enable us to work miracles, signs, and wonders. Thank you, Father, for such a time as this. God, we pray for our nation right now. God, bring our nation back to Jesus. God, we pray for unity in our nation. We pray for love. God, we pray for the Word of God to be the value, to be the value of our nation. I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Return the Word of God to Revelation. Let us look for it and hear it, not in academic pride, God. Forgive us for our division in academic pride. But God, do some deep in our hearts tonight that we hear you. Because when we hear, we see a manifestation of what Jesus looks like in men and women. God, I thank you for the divine mystery. I thank you for the divine mystery of marriage and children. That there's no concept of revival apart from family. I thank you for that, God. I thank you for what you've done here tonight. I bless the people who've traveled. I bless the people here locally. I thank you, Father. I thank you for the leaders of this house and bless this church, God. I thank you for the increase and the influence that is going on here through Jesus. I bless you. Bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Vic. Let's just show our appreciation to Vic, if you would, please. You know, sometimes people try to add on to stuff. There's no point in trying to add a thing on tonight. But I just know it's not a coincidence that you're here. And it's a divine appointment that you're here tonight. And I just heard a lot about love tonight. Revival is love. Let's just keep looking horizontally to him. Not horizontally to the stuff of the world. Just keep focused upon him. And Vic, I just thank you that, you know, you're all in. And I mean, you sweat because you give it all, you know. I'm being serious, you know. There's, you know, when whatever you do, you're all in. And just thank you for being a role model, man, and a friend. We're just going to dismiss here. I'll pray here just a moment, and you're dismissed to go. And again, it's just an honor to have you here tonight, and we don't say that lightly. You know, we mean that, and we're family. And tomorrow, I invite you back here. If you can come at 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, be more than welcome to come. We'd appreciate you being here. But also tonight, as you're dismissing, we're going to have some teams of people up here that love the Lord, and I trust with all my heart to pray for you, prophetically pray. So if you would just like to have prayer tonight, you just want to be ministered to, we're going to have probably 5, 6, 7 teams of people up here to pray. And I would encourage you, if you desire that, to please come up, just form a line in front of them, and just get prayer, you know. Just let the Lord speak to you tonight. And you don't have to just go to one. If you want to, you can go to all of them. Get in each line and keep going. Because there's always more with the Lord, you know. He's got plenty. And he's here to give tonight. and we're here to serve you. So, make sense? So, Father, we just thank you from the very depths of our heart tonight. We thank you, God, that you're such a loving Father. We thank you, God, that you're so perfect. And we thank you, God, that you love us so much that you mark us with your love. Father, we don't want a light mark. We just don't even want a tap. We want it deep, oh God. Father, we want to be who we're called to be. We want to understand our identity and our role in the world today. Because when we understand who we are in you, we don't want to be anybody else. And we don't want to go anyplace else. So, Father, we thank you. And we honor you. And we're just going to say yes to you tonight. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you. We love you guys. So, teams, I just ask you to come on up and just kind of spread across the front and just be you, okay? Okay.